a lead magnet gives people who are not ready to jump on a discovery call with you, who are not at that halfway point, their first taste. It's just like an easy, low commitment way for them to get something from you and do it in the privacy of their own home, right? Not have to be on a Zoom with you, not have to be in a sales call with you.
Welcome to Passionate and Prosperous, the only podcast about creating success in your life and business by using your voice, gifts, and skills to do the work that lights you up, make money, and have massive impact in the world. This show teaches coaches, creatives, and service-oriented human beings how to trust in yourself and leverage your unique message, experience, and expertise to attract your ideal audience, create clients, and organically build your soul-aligned business. I'm your host, mindset and business strategy coach, Stacey Brass Russell, and I can't wait to help you to set yourself up for success and use your passion to create the prosperous life and business that you truly desire.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Passionate and Prosperous. Today, I'm going to be telling you about or talking to you about lead magnets. Now, you may have heard of this referred to as a lead magnet, or you may know what I'm talking about as an opt-in, as a free resource, as a free gift, as a freebie. I'm trying to think what else. That's probably all the different things that you've heard it called. But essentially, it's this free thing that you create, a resource that is perfectly aligned in your business, you know, with your ideal client, with your offer, that you can use to provide value, to give new people a taste of what you do. It's how we build our email list. It's one of the major ways. There are other ways, but it's the simplest way build your email list. And it's really just an essential asset, right, in your business. So in the Passionate and Prosperous Academy, what I teach in the academy essentially is business strategy, right? You come into the academy and what I teach you is all of the things that you need to have in place, right? The simplest things, not any big complicated things, not big expensive things, not running ads, not trying to reinvent the wheel and use all kinds of fancy tech, but I call it organic, right? The organic, simple things that you absolutely need to create. Okay, so you create these things in your business, your offers, your free and paid offers, and then teach you how to like turn that into an engine, right? Turn it into the thing that's going to function in your business as the client attracting, the nurturing and serving and the building of your authority, your know, love, and trust with people, and then ultimately having people convert into paying you for your services and what those offers are, like how you want to put your services out into the world, right? And what we always start with in the academy, because I just know this to be the ultimate business strategy to get to six figures and even beyond without all that other expensive, fancy stuff, is to create what I call your signature offer, which is a one-on-one offer, and let's really get good at enrolling clients and selling that offer, and then we can start to create other paid offers or different kinds of things. But in the beginning, what I teach you is you need these three essential things, like a lead magnet, your experiential workshop talk, right? So what I teach is how to wow people and really want them, get them to want to work with you by being with them and really giving them an experience. That's the strategy that I teach. So, and I teach you how to do it, right? So you may not be someone that wants to, you know, star in a Broadway show, but if you don't want to have to resort to marketing strategies that may not be in alignment for you right now, like spending a lot of money on ads, creating funnels, and all kinds of stuff where you don't have to show up, which is unfortunate. If you're a coach, you should want to show up because our coaching is real human connection. So to create clients by coaching and creating real human connection is actually the ultimate way for a coach to create clients, or anyone that's a teacher or, you know, an expert that really works with people. So anyway, this is what I teach in the academy, is this structure. You know, you've heard me reference this if you're not new to the show. I call it my Yellow Brick Road 3-part system of client attraction strategy, right? And we basically break down like how to take people on a client journey where they go from being quote unquote cold leads to ultimately being people that want to work with you, right? And so having a lead magnet is a key piece of that. And the thing that I find when people come into the academy and they're just starting, and you know, before maybe they've created something before they ever came to the academy, and what I find is that very often they created something that's not actually doing them any favors in their business. And so this is what we're going to talk about today, is like why you need this asset and how to use it and what makes a good one. Now, before we do that, I do want to let you know some very exciting news. If you're listening to this episode before May 8th, 2024, the exciting news is that based on basically what I received in terms of feedback from all of the people basically that took the Know Your Niche training that we just had. So we just did a 5-day, it actually turned out to be like 8 days, right? Because I had bonus sessions and, you know, we really want you to feel highly supported in the free stuff that we offer. So we did this really big free training, Know Your Niche, 175 people signed up, and it was really incredible. And what it gave me the opportunity to do, which is one of the benefits of doing these big free trainings that I do, is it gets me into connection and conversation with you, with, you know, whatever, however you want to think of yourself, with my audience, with the people, the community. And it allows me to be in such direct contact that I can find out what you really need. And what I found out was how many of you know that you need to join the academy and that you want to join the academy and that you are not ready because maybe you need to prepare financially to join a 1-year program. Or maybe the timing felt like, you know, you're not ready to start right now, but you want to start in a couple of months, which of course is always available to you. But some of the other stuff that I found out by having conversations and by Coach Trista and Coach Lori, my Passion and Prosperous coaches, that gave unbelievably generous 15-minute calls with as many of you that asked for it. So we ended up having, you know, I don't know, between 30 and 40 people wanted to have strategy calls with our coaches. And all of this was so beneficial to everyone. It was beneficial to you and it was beneficial to us because it let us know where you are in your businesses and what you really need. And what I found out from many people was that they are feeling like they're not creating enough clients and they're not making enough money, okay, in their businesses to fund doing the things that they really want to do, right? So in other words, it's like a vicious circle, right? So you know you need support. And I think this happens at every level of business, right? Because I also know that some people that listen to this show are not necessarily starting out and not getting clients, right? So I think wherever you are in your business, when you decide, find out, realize that you would like a new level of support. Maybe you now realize, this happens to me all the time. I'm always like, oh my God, now I want to hire this person. Now I want to work with this person because I'm always wanting to, you know, what's my next move? What do I need to learn how to do next in order to like expand my business, to grow my business, to grow and expand myself, right? I'm always thinking about what investments I want to make for myself and my business. So making investments in your business is not only something that you do when you're totally struggling and suffering, right? It's actually something that I want all of you to get to do because you want to. Not because you're struggling and suffering, but because you know that you'll benefit from getting support from this person or, you know, working with this person for a few months or a few years. I mean, I've been working with my same coach for years. So it doesn't matter where you are in your business. We always all come up against a similar thing, which is sometimes we want to make an investment in our businesses, in ourselves, and maybe we think, well, I can't justify it yet. Right? I'm not quite making enough money. I do this a lot. I'm like, well, who am I to make that investment? I'm not making X amount of dollars. So like, I can't just act as if I've got all the money in the world to like keep going like, oh yeah, I want to be in that mastermind. I want to work with that coach. Oh, I'm going to hire this person. I come up against that a lot. It's a form of imposter syndrome, right? Where you sort of like go, well, who am I? Who am I to like make those investments when I'm not like so-and-so, or I'm not making as much money as that person, right? And so I think that this, we hit this at every level. But one of the things that obviously, you know, I was able to find out from Know Your Niche, because Know Your Niche attracts a lot of people that are earlier in their businesses that may realize, uh-oh, I don't think I know my niche as well as I might need to in order to create the right offers, marketing, and messaging, right? Like, that's what niche is about. It's about getting so clear on who you serve and who you are and your brand and what you do, right? That's what your niche is, so that you can create the right offers, content, messaging, how you put yourself out there, all that stuff. Okay, so who's coming to know your niche? Maybe not someone who's already in the second phase of, you know, they're making $75,000 to $100,000 or more. So mostly who I get to talk to during that particular training are business owners that are not making either any money yet or anything that they feel is like significant, okay? And so what happens is that you're in this kind of, and I've talked about this on the show before, you're in this sort of like vicious cycle, which is like, in order to make money, you need help, but you don't have money, or you think you don't have money, or you're having a money mindset issue, which was the episode 2 weeks ago. And therefore you're like stuck. You're not spending, but you're then not getting what you need to make money. And you're in a stuck position. So I created a new course for you, and it's called the Client Attraction Accelerator. And I'm putting it out at a very low investment. It's a 6-week course, and I created it literally for the people that were coming to know your niche and were also saying that they really need the academy, but that they can't necessarily afford it yet. And I was like, well, how can I help you to sort of like get over this hump, this initial hump of like, why aren't you creating clients yet in your business? Now, obviously, there are lots of things that we need and want to do in order to have sustainable, long-lasting, successful businesses where we know how to attract and create clients. We definitely need some things. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You don't need all the things. And you don't need much in order to get your next 3 or 5 or handful of clients, okay? And so I created the Client Attraction Accelerator because what I know from talking to all of you is that you're focusing on the wrong things, okay? You're focusing on things that are not what I call right now client attracting activities. You're focusing on things that I call long play activities, okay? And what a lot of new coaches and experts and business owners don't know is the difference between right now activities and long play activities and how to decide which ones to do when. And so the Client Attraction Accelerator is going to make that crystal clear for you. Okay, you are going to come to the Client Attraction Accelerator, and I am going to lay it out for you. What are the things that you should be doing every single day if you want to accelerate the time between not having a client and having a client? And then I will help you to figure out when and how to do the other things that you need to do, but that don't fall into that category. And then I'm going to help you be good at doing the client attracting activities, right? Including how to have really good discovery calls, because some of you get the calls and don't get the clients. Okay. So this is what the Client Accelerator is about. It's the Client Attraction Accelerator. And I really, really, I want you to know that I create these offers, and this is what you should do for your people, for your audience and ideal clients. You should always create things based on what they need, what you know your people are needing in the moment. That's always going to be your best offer, right? This is especially, well, not only for your one-on-one, but when you're ready. I don't recommend that you start creating multiple offers before you validate. I call it validating your one-on-one. But when you're ready to expand and you're ready to have other offers because your one-on-one is solid, you're getting clients, and now you're ready to either create a course or a group program or a paid workshop, whatever, okay? The idea is that when you create those things, you should create them based on what you're now understanding about your audience and all the people that you get to interact with and talk to in the course of your business. And you're creating the things that you know will help them the most. And that's what the Client Attraction Accelerator is. So I highly recommend that you jump onto my website, www.stacybrassrussell.com, or shoot me a message anywhere on Instagram, on Facebook. I love Facebook messages. I have a lot of ongoing conversations with a lot of people on Facebook and Instagram. So hit me up over there or shoot me an email if for some reason you can't find the Client Attraction Accelerator on your own, and check it out, because I made it really accessible. It's only $1,111 for an insane, valuable course that what I say is I guarantee it'll change the way you do your business forever. Okay. So that's the Client Attraction Accelerator. Now let's jump back into lead magnets. So interestingly, having a lead magnet is an important part of your client attraction strategy. All right. That's not what we're necessarily, I mean, I'm sure that I will mention lead magnets in the Client Attraction Accelerator, but that's not what we're going to be. We're not going to be creating them in there. But I'm sure I'll be referencing it. So it's good for you to have a heads up. Now, having a lead magnet, creating a free resource that you can use in your business is like, it's biz 101, and it's an important thing. But I'm going to put a big but in here, okay? But the only way a lead magnet really serves you in your business and is actually going to do you any good is if it is in direct alignment with your paid signature offer. Like basically what you really do and how you really help your clients. All right. And so what I've seen a lot of is people creating lead magnets that are nice. They're just sort of like, they stand on their own as like something nice, but they're actually not really business savvy because they're not really in alignment with your paid offer. And so the kind of people that may see you offering it, whether you're promoting it on social media, we're going to talk a little bit about promoting it, whether you're promoting it on social media or however they're finding out about it. If you don't have the right lead magnet, you're going to get the wrong people, meaning not your ideal clients, downloading it. And then you're going to wonder why these people are on your email list, but they never are interested in anything that you're telling them or offering them. And maybe they're even unsubscribing. And so your lead magnet is, yes, an important piece of your business, but you really shouldn't create one until you have a pretty solid idea of your niche and your signature offer, right? That's important. Otherwise, the lead magnet is just going to be operating on its own and not really doing you any good. Okay? So let's dive in. So why is having a lead magnet so awesome? I'm going to tell you the number one reason why having a lead magnet is so great when it comes to being an anti-salesy coach or expert. Okay? So I know my audience, and I know that none of us, myself included, want to be quote unquote salesy, right? No one feels good. Well, okay, don't know what I'm saying. It is not true that no one feels good. We get tons of cold pitches nonstop. So clearly some people are fine cold pitching, okay? So clearly there are people in the world who have no problem being salesy. So I don't know why I said no one wants to be salesy. Yeah, there are plenty of people who want to be salesy. They can go for it. I usually just delete their messages. At this point, I used to respond. Now I just delete. I'm like, I don't want your cold pitching to me. So there are people. Okay, but we are not, right? We're not. So we're in like a club of people that don't want to do business by being salesy. We want to do business by being in service, by being authentic, by offering value. And this is why having a lead magnet can be one of the greatest tools for you if you don't like being salesy. And the reason for this is that when you are wanting to connect with someone, right? Like let's say on social media, let's say you are in a Facebook group or somehow you're like, or someone liked your post and sent you a message, or maybe you see someone, I call it hanging around your door. They're liking a lot of your stuff. They comment, they seem to be into you. Like, so any of those occasions that you might be picking up on that someone is kind of hanging around and that they might be a potential ideal client. One option is you reach out to them with the cold pitch where you just ask them if they want a discovery call. You just kind of go right for the, do you want to pay me to work with me? That's the salesy part that most people don't like. They don't feel comfortable with it. I don't like doing it. But imagine if you reached out to someone who you thought might be a potential client and to start a conversation or to, you know, further the conversation if they commented on a post or whatever, or said that they were interested in this thing that you were saying that you could give them, is that you basically have something of value. You basically can say, hey, I have this thing that I think could really help you. Would you like it? I can give you the link. That for most people feels much more authentic, genuine, and like easing into the conversation than just saying, hey, do you want to get on a discovery call? Here's the link. So imagine that you always had a resource that was such a shoo-in, right, for something that your ideal client would probably want like right now, right? And you always had that in your back pocket. So anytime you wanted to engage with someone, further a conversation, get into a conversation, besides asking them a question or two, which is what you should always ask, okay? You should always try that first. And then being able to provide them with this free resource that actually feels so good because it feels like you're being generous and in service by saying, hey, I made this for you, for someone like you, and I'd like for you to have it. And the only thing that they have to do in exchange for that is enter their name and email into what we call an opt-in page, right? So when you have a lead magnet, the way it gets delivered, when you have something that you're of value that you're going to offer, something free that you're going to offer someone, they enter their name and email. That's their money, right? That's how they pay for it. And then they receive on the other end an automatic immediate download. They get an email with it attached to it, whatever the delivery mode is, right? And now there's essentially been a loving, service-filled transaction between you and this person, right? They gave their name and email in exchange for you to give them this resource that they could use right away that they want, and that's going to give them some sort of outcome, a win, or provide some value to them. So this is, like, to me, this is the ultimate anti-salesy strategy, which is now a lead magnet is kind of like step one. And then the next thing that we also want to always be having coming up. And when I say coming up, it could even be in like 1 month to 3 months, but quarterly, we always want to know what that experiential live free event is going to be, whether that's a workshop or a talk or a challenge, whatever you want to call it, a masterclass. And this is what I help people develop, right? I don't expect anyone to start out with like a 5-day huge launch event, right? Which is what I do, right? So that's not what we start with. If you're listening to the show and you are someone who's already, you know, making money and you're ready to go bigger and launch do a launch event for a new program, a group coaching experience, a course, or you just want to start like showing up in a bigger way by creating your own like more robust trainings to grow your audience, to get people more enrolled in working with you, to share your expertise. Maybe you want to do a live in-person event like I do for 2 days. This is something that I can support you with, right, as well. So that's for the business owner that is already making money, okay? But even if you're not, the truth is that you can start doing your 1-hour or 90-minute workshop, masterclass, webinar. This is actually a really important asset in your business if you are wanting to grow your business organically without spending a ton of money on things like ads and funnels and automations and having a team of people that run all of that for you and so on and so forth. That's just like an advanced, expensive, and that's the key word, expensive strategy. So I teach how to do all of this for a very low cost. In the beginning, it could be zero if you do all the things yourself, which is what I did for a long time. So your lead magnet is like the beginning of this strategy. So having this thing that you always can offer up to people and get them onto your email list and feel like you're in service and feel like you're not being salesy and feel like you're coming from a place of generosity and actually like sharing something with someone. And that in and of itself also helps you to further the conversation with them, right? It like, just imagine if you always had. Now, creating your first lead magnet might feel like it's like, oh, this like birthing of something. I think whenever we create new content, it feels like a birth. And then over time, I think you get better and better at content creation. And maybe some things feel less like a birth. For me, my big robust trainings and everything, they always feel like I'm birthing something. But sometimes now I can whip up something easier, a lead magnet that's a PDF or, you know, something that I realize, wait, people might really need this. And so we don't want to think of every content thing that we create as something that takes months and months and months. You know, it's funny. Before I decided to talk about lead magnets today, I almost did an episode on the importance of like not being someone that can't get anything accomplished for like, unless it takes you a really long period of time. Now, on the one hand, some things require some brainstorming and percolating. You've heard me talk about that for sure. But on the other hand, we have to also not, once we are creating the thing, we also have to be able to like execute on it, implement it, and sort of get it out into the world. We need to be able to like not get like so like belabored and attached to content creation. So when I say creating a lead magnet, I don't mean one for the rest of your life. I mean one to start with. And then what we do is we test it. You start trying it out. You put it out there. You see if people want it. You see if people are downloading it. Then you see like if people are downloading it, are they responding to your emails? You know, are they the people that then end up going on to like joining your workshop or your class or whatever? So that's business strategy, right? That's really learning how to be like a savvy, smart business owner. And I teach you all of that in the academy. But just to start with, right, we need to create a lead magnet. And then how we test it and figure out if it's the right one or if we should create another one. And then eventually we create more anyway, because you want to continue to have things of value and service to provide to your audience. Okay, free things. There is no really, really successful business owner who makes a lot of money or significant money who doesn't offer ways for people to have something for free. All right. So that's a good business strategy. It's how we build our email lists, which is really, really important. And you've heard me do whole episodes on email lists. All right. Okay. So that brings me to number two of why do you need a lead magnet to grow your email list? So we're not going to make this whole episode about the importance of email lists and using an email list. I've done it. I'll do it again in the future, but this one is not about that. But the lead magnet is one of this, what we call list building strategies, right? There are other list building strategies. I recently talked to you about my Nail Your Niche project, which was a masterclass style big event with a bunch of experts on it that was free. And I was very transparent about the fact that that is a model for getting a bunch of new people onto your email list. And then being a guest on people's podcasts, being a guest on other people's summits, and having that lead magnet that you're offering to the audience, a new audience, right, that you don't have access to. You're just going on a podcast, on someone else's podcast, or you're on a summit, you're on an event, you're sharing collaborating is the word I was looking for with someone else, a colleague, a biz bestie, right? And you're doing something where you're exchanging audiences. There's all kinds of ways to get in front of other people's audiences. But if you're going to do that, the only way that you can do that is if you've got your free gift, your lead magnet that's being offered to this other person's audience. And then is everyone going to take it? No. But will the right people, if you have the right lead magnet that really speaks to your ideal clients, will they go, ooh, I want that? Yeah, sure, they will. So that's the second reason. So the first reason is that having a lead magnet gives you something of value to offer in service and generosity that makes you feel not salesy and that helps you to further along a conversation with a potential client. The second thing is it brings that person onto your email list, which is really critical for many, many reasons, okay? But one really important reason is that especially before you have a bigger list, like let's say you are only in the sort of tens or the hundreds, right? And you don't add tons of people to your list at once. You just get a couple of people at a time here and there, slow build. That's usually how email lists go unless you start putting in some of these bigger strategies. But let's say you're not doing a big strategy yet and you are getting here and there. Well, it's not hard to keep up with those people. And what that means is when you see someone just opted in to that thing, now you have a direct line of communication with them. Now you can actually send them an email, even though they're going to get into what we call an automated sequence. They're going to start receiving a series of emails that you've preset. We call it a nurture sequence or a warm-up sequence. But besides that, okay, you can even interrupt that sequence or you can send them an additional email and say, hey, Stacy, I saw you just downloaded the 5 steps to creating your irresistible signature one-on-one offer. That's one of my big lead magnets that people really like. And I just wanted to say hi and personally introduce myself. I'm Stacey Brass Russell. I'm a high-level business and life transformation coach. I really specialize in coaching people who are also transformational experts so that I can help you to really do the work that you want to be doing in the world, attract clients, have the right offers. I'm here to support you and help you to figure out how you can really have what you want, which is a very, very successful, thriving business for you, where you get to do the work that you love and you get to use the work that you love to attract clients. Oh my God, how amazing is that? So instead of actually having to pay for ads and do all kinds of marketing ploys and strategies that don't feel in alignment for you, what if you just got to actually use your gifts and skills to attract and create clients? Wouldn't that be incredible? Then all you do all day long is use your talent instead of feeling like you have to get involved in expensive things that feel like that they're not you, right? So could you imagine if like someone received that personal message from me? I mean, does everybody love a personal email message? No, but guess what? A lot of people do. And I've created many, 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 many clients with personal outreach, which is one of the number one things that I teach, which is one of the things we're going to be focusing heavily on in the Client Attraction Accelerator. because you don't have to be afraid of personal outreach. Personal outreach is not salesy, right? But we're going to be talking about how to do it in a way that feels good and aligned and that makes the other person feel awesome. Because I think that, like, you are assuming that people think everything is salesy and they're not. Some things are salesy, but some things are not. And I think that you're forgetting to do certain things that people actually like. All right. And we'll be talking about that in the Client Attraction Accelerator. Okay. So what's another benefit of having a lead magnet? Well, it gives people an easy, low risk, low commitment way of getting a taste of what you do. So, you know, a lot of the people that that I went to coaching school with and that I now coach, that's just be very transparent, is that a lot of the people that went to the same coaching program as me are now my clients. And one of the reasons is that that coaching program basically makes everybody think that all you need to do, the thing that's going to like attract someone, is a free discovery call. So basically what they're telling everyone is that everyone wants to get on a sales call, a free sales call. And the truth is no, they don't. Do you want to get on a free sales call? Like, without already knowing that you're very interested in working with someone or in buying what they have? Do you want to get on like on a call just to like find out if you're interested? No, most people don't. I think no one does. And so then what happens is all of the coaches come out of the school and they're just posting on social media, hey, who wants a discovery call? I can coach you. And they don't get discovery calls. And so the reason for that is that people don't want to get on a sales call, which is what a discovery call is, unless they're already halfway to wanting to work with you, right? Like their curiosity level, their desire level, their level of like already believing that you can help them has to be like halfway there for them to get on a discovery call with you. And so how do you get them halfway there? Well, with your content, okay? And look, is everything about social media? No. But is social media an important like thing to keep in mind that you should be using in your business, unless you have like literally like a moral opposition to being on social media completely? And then we have to figure out like, what strategy are you going to use? It's really important to remember that there are many benefits to using social media in your business, and we all can find the way that works for us. Okay. You don't have to be an influencer. I'm not an influencer. I don't even have 3,000 people following me on Instagram, but I did just get a notification that I've got to like cut my friends list or stop taking friends on Facebook because I'm almost at the 5,000. But anyway, that's not even followers, right? Because people can follow you on Facebook without being your friend. So the point is that I've built a highly successful $500,000 business, a year business, okay, with a what's considered a relatively small social media following and email list. Okay, so what I want to just tell you is that like you don't need big numbers for success, but you need some numbers. You need people, right? Because also you're not going to convert every single person that you ever talk to and meet into a paying client, right? So you have to kind of like look at that, right? At the numbers. How many people do you need to be in front of and talking to create one client? It's different for all of us, right? But that is something that you have to figure out in your business. And the only way you can figure it out is by doing. You can't know it in advance. You just have to do, right? That's also what the Passion and Prosperous Academy is for. It's to do business with you. It's to hold your hand and then ask you these important questions along the way. Oh, okay, you did your workshop. Great. Now let's analyze those numbers, right? You need someone who can help you do that. Otherwise, you're just doing workshops or you're putting yourself out on social media or you're trying this, trying that. And if no one taught you how to like analyze how things are going, you're just going to constantly feel like you're in a fog. That's when you feel overwhelmed and like you're in a freaking fog, is when you don't have a mentor or a coach who is an expert at figuring out how things are going. Right? Because you need to be willing to look at how things are going. How things are going is not just, do you have a client or not? How things are going is not just, did you make money or not? There are so many important KPIs, key performance indicators, bits of data things that we need to be looking at to figure out how it's going. Not everything about how it's going is just about a number of clients or a number of money, meaning people that already said yes, right? Because if you're not getting people that say yes, there's a lot of stuff for us to look at and try to figure out why, right? So you need help figuring out why so that you can then like either course correct or try something different or new or do something that you're doing but make it better, right? How are you going to know how to do those things? Okay, so a lead magnet gives people who are not ready to jump on a discovery call with you, who are not at that halfway point, their first taste, right? It's just like an easy, low commitment way for them to like to get something from you and do it in the privacy of their own home, right? Not have to be like on a Zoom with you, not have to be in a sales call with you, not have to be committed to like a workshop or a webinar. It's like, it's easy. They're like, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'm okay with investing my email address. I can always unsubscribe. This is like literally no commitment. This is me typing my name and email address. Oh my God, I think I can handle that. So I want you to imagine that like for a lot of people, that's like a really good way for them to like begin the process of getting to know who you are. So if you've got some bug in your head that because people aren't jumping off of social media into discovery calls and asking how to work with you, I know there are a lot of coaches out there telling you that that's how it should be. But I'm here to tell you that like that's actually not how it really always works. Okay, I recently was on a call with a messaging expert who I'm working with in a capacity, and she literally was like, oh, well, what I mean is if like you get 2 to 3 or 2 to 5 people in your DMs a month, I think that's really great. And I'm like, oh, I was like, whew, okay, I have that. But there's a lot of people out there that make you think that like their DMs are just like blowing up all day, every day with people being like, oh my God, how can I work with you? And I just think it's misleading. And I don't think it's fair to like the people that are not having that experience and making you think like that you should be having it like that. Okay. But having conversations with people in DMs is something that you should be doing. And there are strategies for that. It doesn't mean that they're reaching out to you and asking how they can pay you. But there are other conversations that you can be having with people in DMs and how you start them. And a lead magnet is one of the ways. It's a conversation starter in a lot of ways, okay? So it's a great introduction to you. Now, what makes a good lead magnet for your business? Well, it needs to be something that feels really specific to your niche and that aligns with what you really do when people pay you, right? So what you don't want to do is give someone, like, for example, your favorite tool, like one of the things that you love teaching people to use or do that maybe you encourage all your clients once they're working with you to like do certain practices like a gratitude journal or, you know, affirmation practice or meditate or self-care or tell them about some foods that they should swap or, you know, eat differently or whatever, how to exercise, how to move their body, how to do stuff on social media, you know, but I'm really talking more transformational experts. What we want is not to just give people a tool that anyone in the world could use without putting context to it about why and how it relates to a particular person that's in your niche, who your ideal client is. So even if you're offering up something that is just something that everybody loves, that everybody could benefit from, you need to position it so that it really calls your ideal client and not the other people. Because ultimately, you don't want people on your email list that are not your ideal clients. You don't need an email list full of people that are not interested in working with you. Your email list has one purpose. It's for business. Okay, it's not for pen pals. It's not for communicating to your mom or your best friend. Okay, it's for business. It's for talking to ideal clients. And so you don't need anyone on your email list that's not interested in the other stuff you have to offer. Now, does everyone on my email list has everyone on my email list paid me for something? No. But if they haven't unsubscribed, then at least what they're getting is something that they consider valuable by opening my emails and reading them. And at some point, I might make an offer, right? That they go, that's the one for me. So for example, the Client Attraction Accelerator, it's not the Academy. It's not a one-year program for 8,000 or above. By the time you listen to this, the Academy may not be. Actually, the Academy was 8,000 for the event, but the Academy is $8,997, right? Now, maybe that's not the right offer for someone on my email list, but maybe the Client Attraction Accelerator is, right? So maybe I just haven't given them the right offer yet for them that they want to buy from me, but they're willing to stay on my email list until the right thing comes, because also maybe they enjoy my emails because I invest a lot of time and energy in trying to write emails that are enjoyable to read. They're not just sales emails, right? They have other things in them. And so, you know, what's important to remember is that your email list is not for, it's not for casual use. It's a business tool. And so what you want to bring, what you want to put out there as a lead magnet should be something that really speaks to your ideal client and not a million other people too, right? So even if it is something that could be good for many people, how you title it and describe it needs to position it in a way that it sounds like it's specifically for the people that you serve at, in your paid offers, in your community, okay? So that's one important thing about your lead magnet. Now, here's the second important thing about your lead magnet. It needs to be simple and easy to implement and for them to be able to utilize or do pretty much right away. If your lead magnet requires a whole backstory, if it requires like a lot of learning curve, if it requires reading up a lot before they can do the thing, if it's something that like you usually offer to a client that's further along in their transformational journey, I'll call it more advanced, that's not going to be a good lead magnet. Because what you want is something that when someone downloads it, you want them to open it as if they're like, ooh, like, you know, there are certain things that my husband knows that the minute they arrive, I'm like, ooh, right? So like, what is it? Number one, Stitch Fix. Okay. I have a subscription clothing thing called Stitch Fix. I'm sure that you've heard of it. There are lots of different subscription boxes. I've actually been a client of Stitch Fix, I think since they started. I think recently they were like, congratulations on your 55th Stitch Fix. So the thing you have to know is though this is like a 15-year relationship, okay? So it's not like I get one every week. But when my Stitch Fix box arrives, we live in a big apartment building in New York City. So, you know, we have a package room and I'm like tracking it. And when I find when Stitch Fix is like, your fix has been delivered. Like if we're like in the apartment, I'll say to my husband, I'm like, go down to the package room, get my Stitch Fix. Right. I'm like, I literally can't wait to open it. Same thing with like my Bon Appetit magazine. Right. When it arrives, my husband even is like, look what's here. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to like get into bed and read my Bon Appetit. It's like my treat, right? So I want you to think about your lead magnet should be something that the minute someone gets it, they want to open it because they're excited. They're like, oh, I just downloaded this thing. And they want to open it and you want them to be able to take action on it right away. You don't want it to be something that they open and now it's overwhelming. It's just all of this information. It's long writing. It's like a whole thing. It's like something that's going to take them a month to do, you know, and they open it and they're like, oh, okay, I guess I'll have to try doing this when I have time, right? Or like, oh, okay, well, I'll begin this, you know, in 3 days. Or, well, this is a lot for me to take in. I'm going to have to like pause and come back to it. You don't want any of that. You want them to open it with excitement and then be like, oh my God, I can't wait to like do what this person is saying is going to help me right now. I can't wait to try this. This seems fun and easy. I'm not saying everything has to be fun. Like you have to treat your clients like they're not like smart people, but you have to meet them where they are. You have to know your niche. Now, my lead magnet, the big one that like a lot of people download about creating your irresistible offer. Listen, that is a commitment because there's work involved, but people want to know how to create a signature offer who are coaches. So that's like someone who's willing to invest some time and energy in something for their business. But you have to know your audience and your niche and what are they getting this for? So many people have a client, an ideal client that is busy, that is stressed out, that, you know, that is in total contraction and that needs something that's just going to alleviate some of their like immediate struggle, pain, and suffering right now. And that's what your lead magnet should do. It should be something that gives them relief or an outcome or a result or makes them feel good or makes them feel like they won, you know, like they did something and they're like, oh my God, I did it. That's what it should feel like. And even if it's something that they would need to do for a couple of days in a row in order for it to really benefit them, it needs to be easy to do. You need to make it easy for them. And that brings me to the third thing about your lead magnet, which you've heard me talk about before, which is what I always say, and this is like a founding principle in the academy. This is what I talk about all the time, which is your clients want transformation, not information. Okay, we live in an information age. There is information everywhere. Now you can freaking use ChatGPT or Claude. I use Claude to ask anything, although they can't guarantee that you're getting accurate information. But still, you can Google anything and everything. There's so much information out there. There's no shortage of information. And what you have to remember is that the reason why your client would hire you, whether you're a coach or a teacher or a mentor of some sort of thing that they want to master or change, okay? If they're hiring you, it's because they don't want to take the long route of the information highway, the information route, where they have to like sit and pour through information and do research and study up and try to decipher and try to figure out what's for them and what's not for them and try to figure out how it applies to them and then try to figure out how to implement it and how to actually do it and make it happen. And it's like when you look at like something from IKEA. I haven't bought something from IKEA in like 20 years, but when you look at something from IKEA and you look at like, what are the instructions going to be? Like how many freaking little nails and bolts and special wrenches and like how much shit is going to be involved in you putting this together? And that's when you're going to decide that you either don't want to get it or you're going to pay for the assembly, right? So I want you to think about like when someone's looking to hire a coach, a mentor, a teacher for something, it's because they don't want to do it on their own. And so you providing a lead magnet that's just more information that's like the instruction booklet from IKEA is not going to excite someone and they're not going to do it. So what your lead magnet needs to be is transformation, not information. It needs to be an easy way for someone to actually take action and do something different or get a result, right? Without having to go through research and tons of reading and learning. And they don't want to know about every option and every possible thing that they could be doing. They want one thing or two things or three steps to something. And I'm not saying that's what they ultimately can get their big outcomes with. We're not trying to tell people that they can have, you know, quick fixes. But the lead magnet has a function. It's not the whole transformation. It's not the big thing. And you need to understand the function of it in the system so that you can offer people something that is the right thing to get them on the road to the transformation, to get them excited about transformation, to get them more curious about what else you could offer them. How else can you help them? That is the function of a lead magnet. How else can they help me? How else can she or he or they help me? Right? So creating this asset in your business is not just something that like is, you know, it's not a thoughtless process. It's something that you want to think about if it can do what you want it to do for you in your business, which is attract your ideal client, okay? and give them some sort of something that they could do right away that makes them want more, that makes them want to stick around, that makes them more curious. That alone might make them want to go to a discovery call, or it might just get them on your email list where you can then nurture them more, where you can do that personal outreach, where they'll then come to your experiential event that should be coming up in the next 1 to 3 months from whenever they get on your email list, right? And so on and so forth. So there's lots of different outcomes that can happen from someone immediately getting that download or that free gift from you, right? And but it gives you a direct access to a new person, and it opens a conversation. It lets them know a lot about you and what you do without you having to try to describe it or tell them. It gives them an actual experience of trying something from you. Now, is there reading in a lead magnet? Yeah, because it's how you sort of share your personality and like your mission and what you do. So there is some content in there. There's some writing in there. And also, you're using this resource to help them how to make sure that they can do something. So you're not just giving them a tool or information. The most important part of a lead magnet is that it's transformational, in that part of what you're doing is you're showing them that you can help them actually do this thing that they want to do. And so the lead magnet does have to feel like it's easy and clear, right, to follow and understand. And if I follow these steps, I'm going to get an outcome from you. And this is how I start to go, ooh, I want more things that they that she can show me, help me, teach me to do, because I already feel like, ooh, I already feel like I got a little result. So having this as something that is always in your back pocket is really important. And after you have one that works, and what I mean by works is that people want it, they download it, they stay on your email list, they're interested in talking to you, they'll come to other stuff that you offer, they'll respond to your emails if you reach out to them, right? Like, these are all things that we can use to gauge whether or not it's doing the right thing. And then knowing that, like, you'll have more of them. Like, if you go to my website, there's like, I don't know, 5 or 6 things that you can download on there at this point, different things to help you with your money mindset. There's a finding your authentic voice. There's the one-on-one offer that I already told you about. There's what else? I can't remember right now. But on my resources page on my website, there's at least like 5 downloads that you could get, right? A lot of them that go with episodes that I created, that we were like, hey, it would be really great to do a workbook with this, right? So some of them go with an episode. The 5 steps, I actually give you podcast episodes that go with each of the steps for you to listen to, that just kind of give you more context and that help you to understand what we're talking about. So I call it a mini course, actually, because of that. So anyway, I hope this was illuminating for you, because one of the things that we did as part of Know Your Niche was a VIP bonus workshop. And I talked about having a lead magnet in there. And I feel like a lot of people were like, wish they had more from me on that. And this is a big thing that we teach in the Academy. I also just want to say that when I reference the Passion and Prosperous Academy, I want to make sure that you know that the Academy is the term I use for the work that I do, for my offer. And there are actually 2 versions of being in the Academy. One is if you're starting out and you're at this sort of 0 to maybe 75,000 or 75 to 100,000. But if you're someone who's already making 6 figures and above and you want higher level content strategy, you want to do a summit to build your list, you want to create your own live event, you want to do launch events, you want to launch a group program, you want to put out a course, but you're not really sure how to create courses and launch them. You want to get better and better at how you position yourself as an expert. You want to do more speaking. You want to be on podcasts. You want to start your own podcast. That is what I support higher level business owners in doing. Essentially, I help people do what they see me doing, right? Because not only can I do it, but I can 1000% teach you how to do it, including how to have a presence and how to really use your personality and how to sell and how to make offers and all that high level stuff. you need to know how to sell and how to make offers, even if you're, you know, starting out, right? That's how you're going to create clients. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I'm always, I recently was having a conversation with a colleague, a biz bestie, and something that came up, and she was like, so you're not telling people that you can help them create their big events and stuff? And I was like, no, I guess I don't tell that enough. And they were like, oh, okay, well, that's no good. So now I'm going to start doing it more. Okay, so that's the episode for you today. So lead magnet, okay, join the Client Attraction Accelerator or reach out to me if you have any questions about it. And also, you're always welcome to join the Academy if you're ready to like just leap into full-on unbelievable support and mentorship. And if you want to work with me at a higher level in kind of like Passionate and Prosperous advanced on these higher level strategies, let me know. Like, let's talk. Yeah. So that's what I have for you today. Yeah, I was just making sure I didn't have anything else I wanted to share, but I don't. So as of now, I will see you. I'll be with you in your headphones next week. I'm sending you all the love and bye. Thank you so much for listening to Passionate and Prosperous with me, Stacey Brass Russell. If you like what you're listening to, please make sure you're following or subscribing. And if you're on Apple, that's the little plus sign on the top right, so that you get notified when new episodes drop every Wednesday. As always, I'm sending you love and high vibes. And remember, life is hard, and there's always something you can do about it.